Saturday in Tuscaloosa.
Wow. I mean, man, that's a big screw up.
Oh yeah. Gee, you're gonna be on SNL?
Yeah.
I'm sure when they scheduled these guys, they're like, look, in order to make this happen, you guys have got to be, you know.
Now, if he was good enough for them to want him, would they give him another chance if he could prove that he could behave for them?
Oh, I'm sure. I guess. I don't know.
It's possible.
Saturday's show would have marked his first time on SNL, and he would have been among a small group of country artists who have performed on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I happen to be in the studio watching the episode that was hosted by Dolly Parton. They didn't do too much country on SNL. Because they don't like you. Let's be honest here. They don't like you. They don't like anything that they think is rednecky. How about that?
Last May, he was arrested outside of Kid Rock's downtown Nashville bar and charged with public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Well, you know, you live in that country life.
Man. Wow. Well,
he may get more
he may get more publicity from this
way.
Yeah.
Then not being on there.
Holy cow. That story was brought to you by Mr. Electric for the best in the business, for upfront pricing, appointments done at your convenience, work you have 100% confidence and guaranteed by certified master electricians. Call them at 245-1566 or visit Mr. Electric.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Stand by for news.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. We've just gotten word on what the next slated matchup between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden could look like following the president's COVID diagnosis.
The Commission on Presidential Debates just announced the second debate will be virtual.
That's Fox's Brian Kilmeade, but President Trump telling Fox's Maria Bartiromo.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
His campaign saying he'll hold a rally instead of debating. Joe Biden's campaign out with a statement saying he looks forward to speaking directly to the American people and comparing his plan for bringing the country together with Donald Trump's failed leadership. And claims for first-time jobless benefits last week coming in at 840,000. That is slightly above expectations. America's listening to Fox News.
Office building on 4th and Main with no mask. Repeat, no mask.
I walk into my job late last week when my co-workers all began to freak. They started cursing and began to shout and said quite rudely as the boss threw me out.
You need a mask.
I need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seemed a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
To do a simple task.
Put on a mask.
I need a COVID mask, made it mandatory almost every place, that we can't be seen unless we hide our face. I can't even leave my humble abode without something covering my mouth and nose.
We need a mask.
We need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seems a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
Can't even mow my grass.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask, this mask wearing isn't fun, and the snitching has now begun. My neighbor called the hotline, 'cause my dog wasn't wearing one. Walking through the mall, a woman's voice did ring. Seemed she was troubled by just one thing. She pointed to the door, shook her fist, and said,
what are you trying to do, you jerk? Make everybody sick?
Forgot his mask.
Forgot my COVID mask.
His COVID mask.
Nobody gets a pass.
That stupid mask.
Can't even pump my gas.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. I'm home.
What do you want?
I need to come in and get my mask.
You're the daddy in the house, Mommy. He's not wearing his mask.
No mask, no entry. Sorry.
But, honey.
You should have taken it with you.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
We're going to start the conundrum just a little bit early this morning because I got to go for my weekly bloodletting.
Oh, you are going to go
down to the cancer center. Yeah. And so we need participation. Please do this in memory of me.
Jeez.
Here it is. A little over half of us have never done this in a hotel. A little over half of us have never done this in a hotel. Let's bring in the voice of reason.
Not that.
Yeah. No, it's not that. But what is it? And I, you know what? I am one of the 51%. Never done this in a hotel. But what is it? If it's not sick and sometimes, twisted, it must be something.
The odd thing is that I always do it in a hotel.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
But you tend to go on longer.
I do it depending on how. Exactly.
Right.
I'm more of a one night stand.
Yeah.
I'm not bad.
Oh, so what? The Pine, what are they called?
Pine Lake.
The one down on the 3799
for 4 hours. Yeah.
That's a lovely, lovely spot. The indoor pool is always the perfect temperature, too.
2729228 is the number. If you think you know what we're talking about here, 51% of us have never done this.
And we gave some really good clues.
We sure did. So we expect to see those phones light up while we're doing this.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
We will get the next update from the National Hurricane Center on Delta somewhere between 9:30 and 10 o'clock this morning. The storm has two airplanes in it right now that are checking it out. It grew in intensity overnight to 100-mile-an-hour winds again after interacting with the Yucatan yesterday, and it will become a Category 3 hurricane again today in the Gulf. And some people are saying maybe even stronger than a Category 3. We'll see. In that very warm water before it makes landfall along the Louisiana coast, probably sometime later on this afternoon. And it's also, tomorrow afternoon. And it's also getting larger, so its large effects will have some outer effects on our weather, especially towards, Friday night into Saturday. In the meantime, though, we're going to be very warm today, high in the upper 80s. We were 90 yesterday. We could tease 90 again today. Tonight's low 70, maybe a couple of isolated showers. An increasing chance of scattered showers tomorrow afternoon, still warm. And then rain chances increase dramatically with the large circulation around Delta Friday night into Saturday, and it becomes windy and some locally heavy downpours as well. And temperatures will be in the low 80s, and then maybe a couple of leftover showers on Sunday. 68, it is really nice out there this morning. You don't need a jacket. It's 808.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
808, we need a quick answer on this conundrum. $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for the winning answer. And here's, again, the question. 51% of us have never done this in a hotel. And as we said before, it's not that. So, Larry, you get to go first on this one.
What's up, man?
Make coffee.
Yeah. Give me make coffee.
Hate those little
guys, sorry.
Those little junky ones that they...
Well, they get a little drip.
Yeah.
They make maybe get a cup or two out of
it. Right, right. And
I guess they have to do that because if they put the bigger ones in, people will steal them.
Sometimes they only give you one package.
Yeah, you got to go. But if you're like me, you can find the cart where the and pilfer a few.
I have done that too.
Oh, for $200 a night. Come on, get real with it, would you? Stop being cheap. All right, Sam.
Hey, good morning. Most of us have never used the toilet in the little room.
Really? The toilet?
It's not it, but thanks for trying.
Okay.
Bobby.
Good morning.
Hey. Morning.
Hi. I say most people never done laundry in a hotel.
Laundry. Well, that's a good one.
But that's the best guess.
That's the best guess so far.
Yeah.
But that is a good one. I don't think I've ever, maybe once or twice when I spilled something. Have I said something off? I think when I was in the Bahamas. I did that, but
News Talk.
That's a good guess. That's the best guess we've had so far.
One time I had to go buy a new pair of pants. Thank you, Bobby.
What is it again?
All right, Walt.
Oh, Davis.
Hey, swim in the pool.
Swim in the pool.
In the hotel pool.
Okay, 51%. Yeah, I guess so.
It's a good guess.
Boy, that used to be a big deal when we were going to the Holiday Inn when you were a kid.
Nobody had a real pool.
Right. Oh, man.
Backyard pool. So that was pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. Jason, what you got?
I'm going to say never ordered room service.
Never.
Oh, interesting.
It's not it. It's a good guess. Good guess. Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
What do you think? What do you think the answer
51% of people never done in a hotel.
I think it's take a towel home with you.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I try to not steal anything larger than the washcloth. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
News Talk.
Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm going to say take a bath.
Hang on.
Take a bath.
Okay.
Is not it. Fine guess.
There's some really good guesses. I mean, there's some excellent. I think the laundry one was a good guess, that was one of the best guesses so far.
Sam
had a hot lured affair.
Oh no, not that.
No, sorry, not a hot lured affair.
Nope.
Lisa,
what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Hi. What do you think that half of people who have never done this in a hotel?
Unpack their suitcase.
You think unpack their suitcase? Let me think.
Could that possibly be it? You know what? Lisa!
That's what? That's it. That's it. I've done that on the overnight trips. When you go, you know, like you go to a concert and, you know, you're not going to But I always unpack if I'm going to be there.
Well, you're like Jay. You're usually going to some place where you're
going
to
be there for 5 days. You know.
So, yeah, it makes sense. Unpack, hang your clothes, let the wrinkles wrinkle out.
Yeah.
Not me, man. I basically open my suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
This half has the clean stuff, and the other half has the dirty.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of transfer. I don't put I have never put anything in a hotel drawer.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I mean, sure.
You don't know where that drawer's been.
Well, most people don't use them, and so I do use them, especially if if I'm there for my long trips, I unpack my entire suitcase into where I put my bathroom stuff in there, put my clothes in the drawer, and then I put my suitcase away.
In the closet.
Yeah, and then it's,
Well, I guess that makes me the freak in the group.
You are the freak.
Lisa, we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for you. Don't go away.
Stand by.
After that slacking I just took.
Jay, who packs his clothes, takes his clothes out of his, you know, luggage.
It gives it a more like,
I'm home.
Yeah.
Do you assign a day of the week that you're going to wear a particular item?
No, the shirts are going to be there in this drawer there.
Or I hang the shirts up in the closet,
Or put the pants hanging.
I put it all away so that it can,
And take your,
Let me talk to my buddy Papa John here. Hey, Papa.
So what's your last name?
Well, I'll tell you what my guess was going to be. Oh. It was either use the exercise room or wrote a letter on hotel stationery.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Two of those things.
Who writes letters anymore? Yeah.
Who writes letters anymore? Just to let you know, I'm here.
Right.
All right, guys. Keep at it.
All right. We'll do our very best, sir.
But Holiday Inn used to have those little postcards, remember? That you could send somebody, hey, look at it.
And then there were places you were where you really didn't want to let anybody know where you were staying. And the, let's say I have used the gym equipment in places.
I have, too.
I had a friend in Florida who had two really, really sweet daughters, and I thought they were about the same age I was when I got to go to D.C., so I said, let's go to, it was in the middle of summer, the temperature was like 105 degrees. And I said, I want you to see the nation's capital. Right. We stayed in a Georgetown hotel, got a suite, so everybody had privacy.
Beautiful.
And I took them everywhere. I mean, we went to the Smithsonian. We went up to the top of the Washington Monument.
Wow.
Did the Lincoln Memorial, all of this cool stuff. And but all they really wanted to do was swim in the hotel pool because it was indoors.
It was a novelty. Well, when you were a kid, that's all I thought about.
Their mom was so mortified. I am so sorry you're doing all this. And I said, I don't care.
As long as they're happy.
They're seeing this stuff. If they're having a good time. I want them to remember this the way I remembered mine.
Oh, gosh.
I got to go when cherry blossoms were blossoming. That was kind of cool.
I still bring my, I don't always use it, but I still bring my bathing suit every time that I'm going to be staying in a hotel, especially with the inside, you know.
I did that this summer when I went, and I left some, because I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, boy.
In Boone, North Carolina.
There you go.
8:16 is the time. Bryan Jewelry is the place. Wow. Let's see. We're in our second week of October, so 23 and 53 is 78 days till Christmas.
Yeah, you listen to the timeline. Yeah, you get all that information right there.
No, I really did dig that out of my own head.
Mm-hmm. 78 days.
Right 78 there. Days yeah. till Christmas. Right. Why not start now at Bryan Jewelry? A, because they can connect you with a Synchrony account at 0% interest for qualified customers if you're going big. And why not go creative? I mean, have something made for somebody. Sure, you have great options like the War Eagle World Tide Showcases. They have beautiful merchandise. Mommy the Swami got War Eagle earrings a few years ago that she still wears, still loves. All of our jewelry is always purchased there. It's my daughter's favorite. She loves it. It's not like there's no jewelry stores in South Florida, but the selection, they have a wish list at bryanjewelry.com that you can use too. But if you're really stuck for an idea for that big special gift, go see them. See them sooner than later. Give them a chance to make suggestions or create something from scratch. Ask the probative questions. Help you notice the things that sometimes we don't. When we're spending a lot of time with somebody, it's very easy to overlook something obvious. They're so good at it. If you visit them at bryanjewelry.com, join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And they have a huge clearance sale going on right now. That alone is worth stopping by for, holiday or no holiday, right now at Bryan Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, and bryanjewelry.com. Got to get Lynn to stop by one of these days for a business break. At 8:17, your local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. Montgomery police have arrested two people in connection with a murder that happened last month. 28-year-old Edridge Vincent Jr. is charged with murder in the shooting death of 30-year-old Lamar Merritt. Police say Vincent shot Merritt in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway back on September 27th. Police say 21-year-old Jadarius Tolliver was also identified as a suspect in the shooting. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 142,000 Alabamians have tested positive for COVID-19. Close to 15,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 14 days. Health officials now say more than 2,400 Alabamians have died. Nearly 68,000 people at least have recovered from the virus. Those are some of this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody
and got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All around the world, people hate my species. I'm known for my love of poo. Everyone they go, I saw you on TV. I'm 25 days old. For a guy like me that's old, I'm Mike Pence's fly. I was on Fox News, yeah, baby. Did you see me? I was waving. I'm Mike Pence's fly.
Not a good place to hide.
Took a shot, how can you blame me? Someone backstage tried to raid me. I'm Mike Pence's fly.
You can tell it won the debate by how much time you're talking about a stupid fly.
Why? He's got all the news.
My friend David Blackman put out a great blog on it, and I just posted that on Facebook for those of you who are interested. At 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, I'm going to do something a little bit earlier than normal today, and that's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. I always tell you, at least fire people do, arsonists tend to visit the fires they start.
Right.
Actively. You know, sure. Even while it's ongoing. You know, it's like,
let me tell you something.
It's part of their sick thrill. Mm-hmm. There was a house fire in Florissant, Missouri on Tuesday. Firefighters thought it to be arson, and they caught the arsonist. He not only came back to the scene, but he hopped on the fire truck.
Is that right?
Police aren't sure if he was trying to steal it or just wanted to check it out, but they noticed this suspicious dude in the fire truck and the way he was fascinated with the burning. And turns out he was the guy. He has been arrested and charged. He must, maybe underneath he wanted to be. Oh, here's that story with the horse. Yeah, I may have to bypass that.
Uh-oh.
A Pizza Hut employee in Houston, Texas, was caught on security camera chasing a group of robbers out of the store. These big bad robbers, what were they afraid of? His pizza cutter. They were attempting to rob the place. He had the cutter in hand. I guess theirs wheel is a little bit bigger than the one you have in your drawer at home.
Right.
And he was able to chase them down and get them into police custody. And this horse story, I've got it from two different sources. It was a guy in Pennsylvania, and anyway, we'll just use those two.
Okay, now you got me wondering.
And the fly in the Mike Pence debate.
What? I don't know. I guess the arsonist coming back to the scene of the crime. Maybe.
Yeah, and that's like announcing, hey, it was me.
My vote goes to the story you didn't do, since we didn't hear it.
I want to give it a horse.
Let me do
story.
It with a disclaimer. That way nobody can think I'm just being cheesy.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
And the horse you rode in on.
Yes, that's right. Where's my Frau Blucher? I can never find these things when I need them.
Okay, we know it's in Pennsylvania, and we know it involves a horse. That's all.
There's a guy there who now faces a misdemeanor count.
Oh, no. It's got to
be really weird.
It is. An investigation was begun.
Was it a good-looking horse?
Nay.
Nay. It was the beautiful
horse. A woman told police she received a Facebook message from Norman Zalek.
Okay.
About her horse, which she offers for animal rides and training to families looking to teach their children about horses.
Oh, no. I'm starting to...
I'm getting nervous.
He wanted to rent the horse, not for those purposes, but he wanted to use it as sort of a roving or a riding bedroom for him and his wife to do that.
Okay.
They're going to do it on top of the horse?
Have you ever tried it? Their partner.
have to be a rather large horse, I would think.
Anyway.
Queen size.
Apparently, in Pennsylvania, it's illegal to
okay,
have sex bareback or whatever you want to call it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's why I get to
work. That'll work for our
It's
winner.
Been great hosting this show for all these years, and I'm sure they'll find a great replacement starting tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
They recorded the phone conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
There you go. You can have the you can have the rest of the story there. That gets my vote.
Yeah, I think... that's award-winning.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Guilty of embezzlement.
Oh, no. I see. There was more to that story. Oh, no.
You're not making this better, you know. Oh.
I am Paul Blücher.
Once again, we are facing the potential for drenching rains this weekend. This may be the weekend, it may not be. But you never know, because from the minute your house, they complete the work on your house, it begins what? Settling. A year like this, where we've had above average rainfall, is particularly rough because we have such sandy soil here. So sometimes your house will settle a little more. That can lead to cracks. I'll never forget when Sally was coming through, the remnants of Sally, hearing that creaking sound in the roof. Yeah. It doesn't take a tornado to create that, but a good strong gust of wind. And when that happens, sometimes a crack opens up and water gets driven through. And when you see the inevitable stain in a ceiling in a room, thinking, oh, no, I got to replace the roof. No, that's usually not the case, not unless your roof is really, really old. Call the place that's been in business for 8 decades because they've played it straight. And that's Jones Brothers. And they can not only repair and replace roofs, but they do screen doors and replacement windows that are energy efficient, whole variety of services. I recommend a visit to jbroof.com or call ahead to 800-264-8009. We've had the Creole family do all kinds of work for us, and they do seamless, perfect outcomes each and every time. The best in the business. Jones Brothers. You don't stay in a business like that for 8 decades unless you're playing it right by your customers, and that's what you can depend on. JBRoof.com. Guys, I will see you two tomorrow.
Okay, man.
Hard to believe tomorrow's Friday already.
Not for me. It's been a long week for me with the hurricane other issues.
You're not going to make me feel guilty because I missed a day, are you?
No, okay. Not at all.
All righty. Let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have several things happening right at the moment. If you are inbound on Troy Highway at Taylor Road, we had a moderate crash with injury. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. They are still on the scene working that one. The East South Boulevard accident in the vicinity of Honeybaked Ham should be out of the way by now, but use caution there. And we have a major crash on Alabama Highway 14. This is going to be right at Lucky Town Road. We've got a very large backup of traffic in both directions on Highway 14 because of this accident. If you can avoid it, do so. If you're stuck in it, just be patient and let them get you by the accident as soon as possible. We've also got on the Wetumpka Highway at the River Bridge a disabled vehicle backing up traffic. So watch out there. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. You can visit the showroom or shop online and buy online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This is Mayor Stephen Reed. For too long, Montgomery schools have received the lowest amount of funding allowed by Alabama law, the bare minimum. Neighboring school districts like Pike Road and Auburn fund their schools drastically better. The result? Our students are paying the price, and they deserve better. That's why I'm voting for the proposed school funding increase to invest more resources in the classroom. Now is the time. For the first time in decades, we can truly increase our funding and improve our public schools. This will be good for our students, this will be good for our teachers, for our parents, and for all of Montgomery. Let's invest in Montgomery Public Schools, let's invest in our students, let's invest in our future. This is Mayor Stephen Reed. Whether you vote absentee or at your polling place, vote for our students. And be sure to flip to the back of the ballot and vote for more school funding.
Paid for by the MGM Invest Pack, P.O. Box 621, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
With United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like free annual eye exams to help you see more clearly.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Plus, get free designer frames and free prescription lenses. It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com.
Vision benefits vary by plan and are not available with all plans. Additional charges may apply for out-of-network services. Annual routine eye exam and $100 to $400 allowance for covered eyewear every 1 to 2 years.
Wow.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's October 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of October, 1919, the U.S. Senate passes the Volstead Prohibition Enforcement Bill, which would make alcohol illegal in the United States. How is this a great day? Because for the next 13 years of prohibition, Americans didn't have to sit through annoying beer commercials during football games. Have a great October 8th, the greatest day ever.
And welcome back to News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jay and Rich here, and Jesse's out, and Greg just had to leave real quick. So we're going to handle the show from here, and we've got our guest. It's a business break that we're doing right now, and it is Jerry Todd from Kickback Ranch. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
How are you doing today?
Good.
Well, I come in, everybody runs out.
Well, yeah.
You're the two only brave ones left in this studio.
We're glad to have you here.
Hey, but it's good to be sitting next to you. I mean, the weather, you keep us informed, and we know what's going on. The weather's very important in our business down there.
I can imagine. Where exactly is that located?
Right down 331, going through Snowden. Mm-hmm. I know you've been down there a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah,
through Snowden.
Yep.
Go down to where 94 breaks off, goes to Raymer to the left, and mm-hmm. we're kind of on the right down there. Right off 331.
All right. Tell us about, you got some things coming up that's going to be going on.
I got a lot of great things going up. We got first of all, we start with October the 24th. We got our fall festival that's coming up. Kind of our way of bringing in the fall, and you're going to help us do that in a little cooler weather and everything. But we got games, vendors, food, entertainment. Saturday, October the 24th, it starts at 3 p.m., and we're going to let it run until about 8 p.m. We have an RV park down there, as well as cottages and cabins, and we've already got most of all of our RV parks.
I did not know about the RV park.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, interesting.
We just added 27 more sites. We've got everything sold out, and everybody's going to be decorating their RVs and their cabins and stuff like that, so the kids can come down there and just trick-or-treat.
Since there won't be much trick-or-treating going on in neighborhoods, that's going to be the perfect place to go.
And it will be. And, we've got 125 acres. We can social distance to the best of them.
Yep.
And kind of keep everybody separated and just kind of go through the park the kids can. And, you have a little bit better idea who's there.
And that's not, but that's not going to take place on Halloween.
Nope.
It's on the 24th.
It's the weekend before.
Yeah. Right. So, and there's a costume contest. A couple of them, really.
Yeah. And then the way you decorate your RV as well. We're going to give away some prizes for people who have the best decorations for their RVs and their cabins and stuff of that nature. Cool. Have some vendors set up. We've got about 12 or 15 vendors set up right now. Like I said, we got plenty of room to kind of space everybody out.
And that's located in Raymer.
Yeah.
And
we really like to call it the community of Ada.
Yeah.
Raymer's off to the east of us just a little bit. We're a little bit further west there.
You're in downtown Ada?
Yeah, we're in downtown Ada.
And what's this going on the weekend of November 7th and November 8th?
Well, after we get through with our fall festival, we're going to be gearing up for Todd Harridan. Todd's got a dinner show theater down in Panama City. I don't know if you've ever been to it or not. He's kind of an Elvis impersonator.
Is that
does
right?
Little Johnny Cash, little Roy Orbison. And so he's bringing his show to town. And what we're going to do is we're going to open up on, that'll be on November the 7th. Mm-hmm. We're going to open the doors about 5:30. And the reason we're going to serve dinner prior to the concert, that way everybody's, we can keep everybody kind of social distance better that way. So, and we've got a 5,000 square foot, little theater there that people can come and sit in.
So have dinner.
We have dinner.
Yep.
And then after dinner, we're going to have the concert.
All right. So how much for dinner and the show?
A dinner and the show is $40 for the whole shooting.
And how can people get
if they can either go on our website at kickbackranch.net, you know, or they can make a phone call to us at 286-4140 and reserve their tickets.
The following day, you got a lunch and a concert going on.
We're going to have a lunch and a free Gaither-style concert. And Todd and them are... Mm-hmm. They do this at their own little theater down in Panama City.
So that's on Sunday, November 8th. A lot of great Americans have a birthday on that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Must be close to somebody else I'm sitting next to. Mine is like right before yours on the 16th of this month.
Oh,
so.
He's the 18th.
I'm 18th
right,
of this
my
month.
My brother and sister on the 18th.
Yeah.
A lot of great people born around these couple of months here.
Year.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we... Anyway, we want everybody to know about it. We want everybody to come out and visit our Kickback Ranch and Event Center. And we'd love to have you guys come out sometime.
That's a beautiful setting. I'm looking at the picture here.
125 acres, rolling hills, pine trees, 5 lakes.
Fishing, yes. Canoes, hiking trails, pool, fitness center, water slide. Yeah, this is a great place.
We have a 55-plus living community down there as well with our RV park that people that, you know, want to... A safety of a living community, a gated community, we have that as well.
Is there a website? Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It is Kickback Ranch.
Okay.
.net?
.net.
Okay. Right.
Yes, that's our website.
And I see there's also, you can email info@kickbackranch.
Yes, you can.
.com.
And we will get right back with you, and we do tours during the week and on the weekends when we're not real, real busy, but they have to be kind of lined up, you know, in advance, do tours.
So, again, the Fall Festival is $7 per person,
yes,
under 3 free.
Yes, sir.
And that's coming up on Saturday, October 24th.
That's right.
From 3 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Weekend Festival with Todd Allen,
Harridan,
I beg your pardon, is coming up on Saturday, November 7th with an evening show and then a luncheon show on Sunday, November 8th.
So a lot of things going on at the Kickback Ranch.
Excellent.
Well, Jerry, it's really great to see you.
It's
and
good to see you.
On here to tell us all about this, and
hope
we do
get
appreciate
a good turnout.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd imagine you've already seen a good turnout just at the Kickback Ranch itself.
We
I
have.
Would think with the social, with everything that's gone on, so much stuff is not available for people to do. But the outdoors... Yeah. Is
right.
Completely available for you to do.
Exactly. And you know, you've heard a lot about how campers are really moving right now, RVs and stuff, people buying RVs,
right.
Looking for RV parks, and looking for a place to go to, you know, and Kickback Ranch is it. It's not too far out of Montgomery.
It has been a big year for RVs.
Well, if you get off on Friday, you got a chance to drive down, you know, 30 minutes out of Montgomery. Set up for the weekend, leave on Sunday
it's
afternoon,
a nice
come home.
Ride.
It is.
Yeah.
It very is. Really.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for coming in. We do appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me, and thanks for what you do.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes,
hey, it's Jerry Scott. I want to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro, which is open up at 11 a.m. today.
Mm-hmm.
And they're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, which is just down the road from us. And every single day they open at 11. It's very rare that they close their doors for any reason, but they are open every day. 279-7500 is the number, but if you want to see what they've got on the menu right now, go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You can go there, pick out your meal. You can actually put in your order now if you want to. It'll be ready when they open up at 11.
If you would like to do that, or you can go and dine in. They are open, so you can come inside, sit down, and have a meal. You can also pull into one of the parking spaces there. Somebody will come out and take your order, or, like I said, you can order online, or you can use one of the delivery apps on your phone. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, all of those will bring the Seafood Bistro and their delicious red beans and rice, their seafood gumbo, their shrimp and grits, all of that directly to you at your home or your office. It is the Seafood Bistro. Open up today at 11 a.m. Check them out online and like at theseafoodbistro.com and like and follow them on Facebook. We're going to be right back to give away some Alabama Fair tickets coming up.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Hurricane Delta is not only getting stronger, it is getting larger. Really, the satellite picture, it dominates the Gulf of Mexico. And as it gets larger, even though it is going to be heading for landfall in Louisiana tomorrow, its outer circulation will begin to affect us here in Alabama by Friday night into Saturday. So keep that in mind. And in fact, there's even going to be some coastal flooding, portions of Mississippi, Alabama coast, and also northwest Florida. So it's going to have a wide ranging effect. And the winds at landfall probably around 105 miles per hour, although today we expect it to become a major hurricane out in the Gulf of Mexico. They're saying Category 3, but, you know, some of the models are indicating it could even get a little stronger. So it could go through one of those rapid intensification phases today. Our forecast in the meantime is very warm. We had 90 degrees yesterday. Talk about here on October pool day with a high temperature today, 88, 89. We could get 90. You know, maybe some widely scattered showers possible tonight. Overnight low 70. Tomorrow, an increasing chance of showers in the afternoon. A better chance Friday night as we get as the hurricane approaches the coastline. And into Saturday, it becomes windy with some local heavy squalls at times around the large circulation that is Hurricane Delta. Low 80s on Friday and Saturday. And then it looks like probably a couple of leftover showers Sunday. But basically, the hurricane will be leaving our part of the country on Sunday. Right now, this morning, nice. Boy, it's comfortable and looking nice. 68 degrees now, 842.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we've got a family four-pack of tickets to the Alabama National Fair, which starts tomorrow.
Alabama National Fair.
People come from miles around.
From the perfect, from the town.
If you would like a family four-pack of tickets to go to the fair, then you need to call us at 272-9228 and be the fifth caller. The fifth caller will get these tickets, and hopefully we will have at least five callers while we're doing traffic.
People love the fair.
I know, sure. But call in, 272-9228. You want to go to the fair for free? Four tickets to go to the fair for free?
Yeah.
You better call, 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. If you're headed inbound on the Troy Highway, we had an accident earlier, Troy Highway and Taylor Road. We're hoping that they've got that one about wrapped up. We're not seeing a lot of congestion around the accident, but there was an injury involved. There are probably still some boots on the ground there. Use caution. Up on Highway 14 at Lucky Town Road, this is not far from Highway 143. We have a major accident there. We're seeing congestion on both sides of this accident. Please use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there and be patient. They'll get you by it as soon as possible. We also had the report of a disabled vehicle on the Wetumpka Highway on the River Bridge. So use caution there. Watch out for it. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated throughout the day. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, Winger Sports Grill, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Okay, we got the calls we needed, so let's go through the list here. Hi, you're caller number one. I'm so sorry. Hello, you're caller number two. Sorry. You're caller number three. So close. Ooh. You're caller number four. You were very close. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Donna. Guess what? Guess what caller you are?
You're caller number five.
I'm hoping I'm number five.
You are. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You're going to the fair.
Awesome.
It's a family four-pack.
Exactly. You got three other people you want to take to the fair with you?
Oh, I can come up with three other people. Yes, sir.
I bet you could.
I believe you could. Well, and congratulations. Now, everybody else, hang on the line, Donna. I got to get some information from you. But everybody else that called in, stick around because we're going to do it again. We've got another family four-pack to give away today.
Are you kidding me?
The winning never stops.
And the fair starts tomorrow.
Exactly. Okay, so hang on for that.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. Montgomery police have arrested two people in connection with a murder that happened last month. 28-year-old Edridge Vinson Jr. is charged with murder in the shooting death of 30-year-old Lamar Merritt. Police say Vinson shot Merritt in the 3400 block of Mobile Highway back on September 27th. Police say 21-year-old Jadarius Tolliver was also identified as a suspect in the shooting. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 142,000 Alabamians have tested positive for COVID-19. Close to 15,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 14 days. Health officials now say more than 2,400 Alabamians have died. Nearly 68,000 people at least have recovered from the virus. Those are some of this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and... Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting. 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back to the show. It's just, it's the boss is gone and we're just giving everything away.
we're going ticket crazy.
We've got another family four pack of tickets to give away. Now, we did call her five last time.
So let's pick another number.
Exactly. let's go higher than five.
You want to?
I think we can easily do it.
Let's go six.
Okay. I was expecting something higher.
That's higher than five.
That is higher than five.
We're going to call her six.
Caller number six at 272-9228. Right now, caller number six is going to win a family four-pack of tickets.
Number one coming in. There's number
two.
To
the Alabama National Fair. Now, keep in mind, it doesn't matter the order you call in here. So, because I will randomly pick these. Until I get six.
There's four. Oh, I see what you're going to do.
All right, I'm not going to go down the line. I'm
just
going to
randomly push buttons?
Yeah.
Wow, this is getting crazy.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
We're just
going to
do that. It's great.
One, two, three, four, five. There's
okay. Hi, you're the first caller. Call back. Call back.
Call back.
Now you got to do a pick just to.
News Talk.
That.
You're the first caller. You're the second caller. Excuse me. You're the second caller. Call. Try and call back.
Look at those lines.
News Talk. You're the third caller. Try and call back.
Oh,
News Talk, you're the fourth caller. Try and call back.
I see we're going to six.
Yeah. News Talk, you're the fifth caller. Try and call back.
Damn.
They would have been a winner that last time, but we went to six.
Exactly.
All right, which one are you going to pick?
Look at it. Oh, God. Hi, who's this?
News Talk, you're the fifth caller.
Skyler?
He's got a...
Calvin.
Oh, what is it again? I can't understand your name again.
Say it one more time.
It's Calvin.
Calvin?
Calvin, yes.
Hey, mm-hmm. Calvin. Turn down your radio for just a second.
Yeah. Okay.
That's on a
could,
delay.
Please.
There you go.
Calvin, you are caller number six.
So you get a family four pack.
That's right.
You get a family. All right. I'm going to the fair. How about that?
You are going to the fair with three of your closest friends.
You're going to be able to eat some of the food that Jay can't eat anymore.
Please. have a bunch of food for me. I want a funnel cake.
I will.
Yeah. I want a Polish dog with pretty much everything on it. I want.
Yeah, because I've heard you can't eat that stuff now.
I can't.
I have two just for you.
Well, he's gonna live vicariously through you, Calvin. Now.
I have to.
Great.
Well, hang on the line.
Hang on the line, Calvin. I gotta get some info from you, buddy. Thank you so much. And we're gonna take another break and come back. And we're gonna talk to Randy Burkhalter.
Yep.
At Prattville Farm Center when we come back.
He doesn't win anything though.
No, he doesn't. No. For being whatever caller he is.
Yeah, right.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. If you're headed inbound on the Troy Highway, we had an accident earlier, Troy Highway and Taylor Road. We're hoping that they've got that one about wrapped up. We're not seeing a lot of congestion around the accident, but there was an injury involved. There are probably still some boots on the ground there. Use caution. Up on Highway 14 at Lucky Town Road, this is not far from Highway 143. We have a major accident there. We're seeing congestion on both sides of this accident. Please use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there and be patient. They'll get you by it as soon as possible. We also had the report of a disabled vehicle on the Wetumpka Highway on the River Bridge. So use caution there. Watch out for it. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated throughout the day. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, Winger Sports Grill, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan?
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back to the show. And hey, by the way, any of you who did not get those fair tickets, we've got our final family four-pack to give away tomorrow.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
So we'll be giving those away tomorrow.
And the fair begins tomorrow.
The fair begins tomorrow. Yeah. We're on the line right now with, I'm not sure, one of the Burkhalters. It could be Tammy. Yes, we are live right now.
Oh, hey, Greg, we're glad you're feeling better.
Well, Greg's not here, actually.
Greg's getting a bloodletting right now.
He had to go do some blood stuff.
Yeah, he is feeling better, though.
He's feeling much better.
And he would thank you very much for your concern. How are you thinking?
I'm interested in the family six-pack.
Oh, the family six-pack. I see.
Yeah.
I see where you're going with that, Randy.
Well,
I'm interested in the weather, Rich. It's going to keep that turn.
It's going to make the turn, and it looks like it's headed for about the spot Laura went to. And there's one guy that has hurricane fatigue, and his first name is Rich.
Good thing he's got a companion.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I don't think we're
his
done.
His last name is Walensky, so it's not who you're thinking.
But what would you like to talk about today?
Yeah, what's going on? Well, you've got an event coming up Saturday.
We do. It's probably going to be rainy, but that's okay. We're going to inoculate or vaccinate. That's the right word. We're not going to inoculate. We're going to vaccinate. You'd think a feast or God know that. We're going to vaccinate a bunch of dogs.
Yeah.
Big dogs, little dogs, hairy dogs.
Well, I'm glad you're not going to inoculate a bunch of dogs. That's nice. But yes.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
This is for rabies?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, rabies. Yeah. The vets will be here. And we're going to do it drive-through style.
Excellent, excellent.
So, the weather is non-consequential. That's a big word for a feed store guy. But, yeah, so the So you really don't have to get out of your vehicle.
No, you guys are going to come to the vehicle and do that there. So and it's absolutely free?
No.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, they charge, I don't know the charge.